Hey everybody, welcome to Pray Today for May 28th. I want to talk to you about another chapter in Galatians today, Galatians chapter 5. There's only six chapters in Galatians, but Paul, writing to the church in Galatia, has this little section in the middle of this chapter towards the end where he talks about living our life by the Spirit of God. I want to read a little bit of it to you because there's some important things here. He says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." I want to pause there for just a second. He says, you're called to be free. Now, when we think of free, we can think of doing whatever we can, whatever we want to do because we're free, right? But doesn't all freedom have limits? And so I always like to think about this verse in this way. He says, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. So he gives us freedom to do whatever we want. God does. But we don't want to take advantage of God's grace and forgiveness. So then he says a little farther down, he says in verse 16, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what's contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." So again, this is Paul saying, you have the freedom to do whatever you want, but if you have freedom in Christ, you need to look and see, am I doing things in the freedom I've been given to indulge the flesh? Which means, am I still sinning with the freedom I've given? Knowing that I'm forgiven, past, present, and future sin, am I taking advantage of God's forgiveness? So I think we can think of it this way. Do you have a certain sin in your life? Of course you do. I do. That you continue to do. And it's almost as if you justify it because you know that you're forgiven for it. Because if it really bothered me, I would work to change it. So wouldn't that mean that I'm taking advantage of the grace of God? I think it does really mean that, if I'm honest with myself. So here's what I want to pray about today. I want to pray that God would help us in this area of how we use our freedom. Let's pray. God, thank you that you have given us freedom. You've given us freedom to make whatever decisions we want. You've given us freedom whether to follow you or not to. You've given us freedom whether to worship you in our actions and our words, in our thoughts, and you've given us freedom to not do that. If we call ourselves followers of Christ, which I'm going to assume all of us are, Lord, forgive us those times that we take advantage of your forgiveness, those times that we do whatever we want to gratify our flesh, or those sins that seem to creep in to our lives. Father, I just ask that you would help us to remember that you give us freedom, but we are to use that freedom to honor you. Lord, we don't want to take advantage of your grace, of your mercy, of your forgiveness. And Lord, if there are sins in our lives that your Holy Spirit reminds us of, may we work to grow past those sins, not to justify them, not to decide that at least they're not as bad as other sins, or at least they're not as bad as other people's sins, or at least they're not as bad as sins I used to commit. Lord, there's still sin, and may we address those sins as you bring it to our mind that we need to address them. God, thank you for your wonderful mercy. Thank you that you'll never expect us to be perfect, but Lord, the more we work on those areas of our life that we seem to have blinders on, the more that we're honoring you. Thank you for the people who listen to these prayers, Lord. I pray that you'd go with them, that they'd be motivated to live fully for you. God, thank you for this beautiful day. I just pray your blessing on us this day as we walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.